Guest in our studio with us. We're honored to have with us Royce Gregory from the First Baptist Church Center, and we're going to be talking about something special. Royce, welcome into Wife's Radio.
Well, good morning. First and foremost, thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate the time.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you to get up early in the morning and come in and visit with us. And we're something special that's coming this Sunday on Weiss Lake. Tell us about it, what you have in store.
Well, we're going to have what we call Worship on the Lake. It starts this Sunday at 10:30 in the morning at Jake's on the Lake. This is something that the leadership of the church had come to us a little over a year ago and asked us if we'd be interested in doing. And me being the kind of guy I am, I love this kind of outreach. And I said, yes, absolutely. So what we're doing is we're offering about a 30-minute service on Sunday mornings at 10:30. You can pull your boat right up to the lake. You can come with your lawn chair. You can just come and worship the Lord with us. And it's an awesome time. It really, really is. It's just a time that we can look around us and see what God has done for us and enjoy the outdoors and get our day started.
Now, you said people could pull their boats right up to the piers and docks and hear it. Can they sit in their boat in the water and hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually will have speakers right out on the docks right there at Jake's and the Lakes. Last year, we had as many as 20 boats at a time sitting out there. They sit in their boats. You know, they come with their coffee, and they sit out there, and they listen to some great worship music from some of our – actually, we have some very talented people in our church that come every Sunday. We do worship music. We do about a 15-minute message, and we just want the world to know, you know, that the Lord is important to us, and it should be important to us.
Absolutely. What kind of message are you going to be – will people be expecting to hear?
They're very simple evangelistic messages, reminders of who God is and how much He loves the world and how much He wants everyone to be in His family. That we're not, there's no, I don't know how to say it, there's none of the hell and damnation stuff there. It's just showing that God is a loving God, that man, He gave everything. He gave His Son for us, and that He loves us, and He just wants us to know that He's there for us.
Absolutely. And, of course, you had great success last year, I understand.
Oh, absolutely. I would, from the get-go, we thought, well, we'll see what happens, and I think the first Sunday, if I remember right, we did a count, and I think we started with about 118 that first week. It got up to as high as 150, 160 people on Sundays coming because it was just something new. Now, it was not just local people. We had people from Georgia. We've had people from up north that came down here to visit and saw the signs around people's houses and said, hey, let's go see what that's all about. And ended up coming and staying for the whole summer, you know, and just they're there every Sunday. They like sitting outdoors. They like the idea that they can worship and, you know, not be confined just to a building, that they can still worship the Lord and go upon their days, have fun with their family, and stay on the lake.
And it's a reminder, I think, possibly, that the church is not a building.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Jesus was very, very straightforward about that. We are the church, the people that are in the building, but we are the church, not the building. And that's what we're called to do. I was telling you earlier that, you know, in Matthew 5:13 this morning, it really stuck with me that Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. He was talking to a great crowd, but He literally used the word, you are the salt of the earth. And that was a great reminder that we as Christians need to be the stability in this mess that this world is right now, and in our lives we need to give them something, people to see that is real. You know, our testimony, our everything about us, because our testimony is our most powerful tool of what God has done in our lives. And that's what we're going to do there. We're just really a lot of testimony and a lot of just telling just how great God is.
All right. And people can come in their boats, and they can dress casual, I'm sure.
Absolutely. A lot of shorts and sandals and stuff, and bring a lawn chair and just hang out with us. And I tell you, I really got to thank Mr. Jake, because this has been awesome for him to open this up to us. But I know last year a lot of people stayed and ate and, you know, showed their appreciation to Mr. Jake that we could, you know, actually be there and do this.
Yeah, get there and enjoy a worship service and at Jake's on the lake, and that's on Highway 9 at the Causeway. And, of course, people that come in, it's right there on the Coosa River.
Yep, it's right there. And like I say, it's easy to get to by boat. I mean, right. And we got deep water there, so any kind of boat can come in there. And we just want to welcome everybody and hope that y'all will come out and just see what we're all about.
It's Worship on the Lake, Jake's on the Lake, Sunday mornings at 10:30. And it's going to go each Sunday, weather permitting.
Yes.
Of course, you're restricted by weather activity. But weather permitting, it's going to go through August 30.
Yes, sir. All the way to the end of August.
And that sounds like an exciting time. Anything, Royce, that we haven't covered that you would like to cover?
Well, just a reminder, we have our VBS coming up here real soon. I believe it's June 9th that we start that. And everybody's welcome. Bring your children. We just we love to be part of the community. And, you know, sometimes it's just real nice to give parents a break while we take care of the kids and teach them about Jesus.
Absolutely. Worship on the Lake is an outreach of the First Baptist Church of Center. And if they need more information, is there a number or a place that they can go to get the information?
Well, they can look us up either on Facebook, or they can go to our website. And I don't know the website off the top of my head, but we're real easy to find on Facebook. And they are daily talking about all the things going on in our church.
All right. So you can find them on Facebook or on their website, First Baptist Church Outreach Ministry. And Royce Gregory is the director there on Sunday mornings at Worship on the Lake. And sounds like an exciting summer ahead, Royce.
It's a great summer. It's something we look forward to.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on the success last year, and I'm sure you're going to have much success again this year.
Yes, sir. I believe the Lord blesses, you know, even when we don't deserve, he blesses.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in and being with us and sharing this with us and letting people know what's going on around the area and some of the opportunities for worship on Sunday morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having us on.
It's our pleasure. Jake's on the Lake is a place for Worship on the Lake each Sunday morning at 10:30.